up the yard.
W4F4, you're booming in. Is it snowing there?
It's coming down really hard, so it's really, really pretty. How about you guys?
Big white lazy flakes fall. The ground's white. The deck's covered. The grass is covered. Just moved to the driveway. Oh, wait, I got the mail just in. It was already snowy. I thought, man, don't let me fall. I got to go out of here. But I made it there and back okay. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty.
No, it started pretty quickly. I mean, right around 11:30, I think, or 11 o'clock, started coming down. So our deck is almost covered. So it's happening here, too. So Angela's on her way back from work, so she's coming home.
Yeah, but be careful. They said it could be without power up to 3 days if trees fall. So have you got some food stocked up?
I know, just like before, huh? Yeah, we'll be okay. We got some food and stuff, and went to Walmart this morning, got some bottled water and food and stuff, dinner for tonight. And I tell you, got some food for the grill. We've got some chicken for the grill, because that's what really saved us last time, was cooking on the grill when the power went out.
Yeah, it's nice to have, isn't it? We got a grill, no gas, though. We didn't go get a gas cylinder. Happened last time, too, so. But we got a Coleman stove all full, ready to go, but I don't know. We'll see. I don't feel like going out in the ice and putting it on the picnic table.
Yeah, I was with the Tractor Supply looking for boots for Landon, and they had a lot of people lined up to get propane, but luckily we have a large propane tank in it. They come fill it about once or twice a year.
Oh, yeah, you're in great shape. Big old long tank. Perfect setup for you. Well, good. Thanks for being there. Sorry I missed you this morning. I was up sick as usual. I get up 6, read a chapter in 3 different books. By the time my mother gets up, I'm on my 4th book reading, and then I'm going to take my shower and get ready to go.
For you, so. I know you get up a lot earlier than me, so. What books do you read now?
I've got a closer look at the evidence. I posted that on Facebook this morning about the Gazelle. It's got an air conditioning system. If it didn't, it would explode. Its heart would swell with the heat. And take a look at it. How it's got 4 different units that kick in to cool it at the speeds it burst. We were seeing those in Africa. Pretty neat read. So it's a closer look at the evidence. I read a chapter in that every morning. And then the signers of the Declaration, Lives of the Signers and Wives of the Signers. And then a 4th book, Tom Hanks, about the American Triumph, stories of overcomers in American history. So those are the 4, W4FCM.
They're like really good books. So, yeah, misreading a good book. Having last I was on the cruise a few years ago, so it's been a while.
Yeah, she probably just because of the weather, does that in the weather. But be careful in it, because the roads are going to get, they say, impassable by tomorrow morning.
I'm not really stuck on the road yet here, but it's definitely sticking on the grass and on the mulch. Those surfaces first. And, how about you guys? Is it sticking on the road?
Yeah, the road, the yard's covered, and the driveway's all white now, too. So it's deck's covered, driveway's covered, sticking all the concrete now. So, yep, everywhere. Total white.
Looks like you're getting a little bit more than we are then. So, but yeah, I think they said Hendersonville and Asheville's going to get the most, right? I think, you know, up to 7 or 8 inches.
Yeah, we'll see, but I don't think there'll be church Sunday. I think they'll call that off and be surprised if the school Monday with all the refreezing. But enjoy it. I'm going to do a little snowman out there at some point if I can do it without falling. All right, son. We'll love you, and thanks for being there. Always good to hear you at W4FCM.
I'll talk to you later, W4FCM. Katie.
4MKH monitoring and watching the snow fall here in the eastern part of Polk County.
BX monitoring.
KH monitoring.
The 4MKH, this is W4SBX. How are you doing today? Trying to stay dry or warm or whatever?
Stay warm and feed myself. I'm watching the snow fall over here in extreme eastern Polk County. How about you? Where are you today?
Yeah, I'm in Simpsonville, South Carolina. It's coming down pretty hard now. It's some on the grass is starting to get more white, but the roads, it ain't sticking. But they say it's supposed to turn into pie for sweet later. I'm hoping not. Knock my antenna down or anything.
I hate to see you lose an antenna. It just got over this area, so the heavier stuff hasn't gotten here yet. But it's gotten quite a bit heavier in the last 20 minutes since it started. Same here, though. It's not sticking on the ground quite yet. But some really cold stuff, like log piles out there and stuff that's off the ground is starting to stick.
What are in your area as far as accumulation?
So what they're going to accumulate here. I've seen everything from a half an inch to an inch to 4 inches and up to like 18 foot, depending on which of the weirdos you listen to on the internet.
You got me laughing on that one, boy. Similar here. Yeah, I heard an inch to 2 inches, and you hear another reporter, 2 to 4, and then half an inch of ice. And, you know, as far as the antenna, I got an inset halfway. It'll be all right. The only thing I'm worried about, not so much the snow, is the ice landing on tree limbs and then the limbs falling down and knocking it down, you know.
And I got plenty of wire around here, plenty of paracord, and lots of trees. So I'll get it back up in a day or two if something does come down. Good luck to you, though, on that.
I've got plenty of the paracord, and I've got another inset halfway. But there's one I saw is real nice. It was about $235. The other one I have is more for like POTA or something. So you know, it's not something I would want to leave up all the time. But I just don't have a way to get it up in a tree. I need to learn how to do that. Get a bow and arrow or something.
It's got an arborist throw line and a weight out there I use, though I'm not very good at it. And I was hoping to get some kind of a compressed air gun or something for Christmas to put them up, but nobody got me one, even though it was on my list, so I may have to do that myself this month. I've got a couple of Comedian MCOMs up. One of them is 132 foot, and that's up as a sloper out front. The other one up is a 62 footer, and it's up as a NVIS, so it's only about 10 foot off the ground, and a little more protected on that one.
Yeah, roger that. I do have a vertical up. It's got almost bent over pretty bad by the hurricane, but it's up about 57 feet, so I could always get out on 10 meters probably, but I just, you know, I like that HF, so I just hope everything goes well. If not, we'll get it back up sooner or later.
I'm more of an HF guy, too. But I've got a couple 17-foot whips in here. I've got mounts for those, even to make one as a, do it up as a dipole. I got a complete set of the ham sticks. I got one of, I got two for 20 and two for 40, so I can put up a pretty quick dipole with those if I need to.
Paul's been a ham for a long, long time, since like the 70s, and he's supposed to be bringing me some of them ham sticks where you can just change them in and out real easy. But I am thinking about buying me a dipole because I've got an antenna switch, you know. I've only got, well, I got the vertical and then that infed hooked up to it, but I'm thinking about on the other end of that switch putting up a dipole and just see what it does. I really want to aim something toward Asia because I need it for work on continents.
If you like HF and you're around in the mornings, you ought to join the Country Ham Net. We got a couple people from this area, one of them over there, over in Seneca, that started the net probably 30 years ago. And it's at 7225 every morning at 9 o'clock, Monday through Saturday. So jump on there and join us.
What is that? I've been getting in on that early bird net. I got to earn my certificate for that. You can only get 10 contacts in the first 30 days. And so they're mailing that to me. But I also check in on the Century Club. But what frequency are you talking about that net?
Net, and it's at 7.225, 9 o'clock our time every morning, Monday through Saturday.
made a note of that. So I'll try to check in because sometimes I'll be looking for another net or something. So yeah, I appreciate that. I'll check it out.
Call net logger out there. If you can copy it, it's Country Ham. Excuse me, Country Hams. That's plural. Logger.net. And you can sign in there, and there's a little IM window there. We can chat back and forth while waiting for a net. And you can always check in on the air. He'll call for check-ins at the beginning and after we run through it. We run through twice. Once is the round table conversation bit, and the next one is the 73 round. So some mornings, this morning we only had 10, I guess the weather done. Sometime we go 20 people on that. And there's two other nets, if you're interested, the Night Watch net at 4 o'clock. In the evenings, every day, and 5 o'clock, there's two of those back to back, and that's at 7192.
Down two.
Well, the other morning on the radio, and that's what I was doing every morning. I'm just killing time on the computer there, waiting for my nest to start up. So it gives me somebody to talk to and find out what's going on and learn some of the local guys while waiting for the net.
That's your voice. Is that your name, Marshall?
Yep.
So, I think I was talking to you the other day, and you were interested in checking in that early bird net. Did you ever get on it or hear me on
this? This morning, I came to talk. The morning we were talking about it, I haven't tried it yet. I mean, this morning I slept in. I got a little bit of a cold, so I took some NyQuil last night, and I didn't want to get out of bed this morning. I kept wanting to sleep.
Yeah, it's a little tricky sometimes because, like, the net control might be in New Jersey or somewhere, Connecticut or whatever. You might not hear them real good. And then last night I got checked in. I know I got enough to get that certificate now. But somebody, like, tried to relay it, but they got me checked in. But the propagation was in and out, like, you'd hear them real good for about 5 minutes, and then it'd go away for like 10, and it would come back. It was just in and out, in and out.
Application on 40 better in the mornings. It's kind of noisy for me sometimes in the evenings and a little in and out. Those two night watch nets in the afternoon, I don't check into them as much because of QRM.
He's still learning some of that, well, I guess what you call it, idiosyncrasies of different bands, but... Yeah, like 10 meters. I see all these DX stations I would like to check 5, 6 in the morning, but it ain't going, you know, it's not going to work for me or us probably until a little bit later. But I've been getting a lot of good DX on 10 meters here in the last week.
Okay, it's Friday. Yeah, I've been noticing that on the propagation reports and stuff on and the spots on ham clock. But I haven't actually done it yet. I was hoping to get another 10-meter ham stick for Christmas, too, which I did not get. And that way I got...
Oh, God. I
need to work that area.
You said because my cell phone went off and I'm sitting in the car, and when I get a call, it comes through Uconnect over the speaker. And I apologize for that.
I'm just sitting here trying to eat a sandwich. Watch the snow, so plenty of time. Still here.
I don't even know who it was, but I just hung up so I could talk to you. If it's important, I'll call back.
Dealing with phone calls, too. I have all calls that's not in my contacts log or on the phone to go straight to voicemail anyway.
I hate answering the phone unless it's, you know, under caller ID and I don't know who it is. You know, like, sometimes you have to, like, whether it be, like, a doctor calling you or something, but I don't think it's no big deal. But I'm wondering if the mail's going to run today here because I got that informed delivery, and I've got 3 QSL cars coming, but I'm excited about that always, but... my personal life ham tag is supposed to come today with my call sign on it, and I hope I get it today.
That I'm hoping FedEx runs tomorrow because I got a radio supposed to show up tomorrow.
Yep.
2 plus coming in. It's put together by Ramon Batiste down there in Florida, if you're familiar with him and his work.
What kind of radio is it?
Which radio's like?
Operated one, but a friend of mine up in New Hampshire has one.
This is like a poor man's version of a Flex, and it can do just about anything a Flex can do. Very sensitive radio. Look it up. It's called a Hermes Light, H-E-R-M-E-S. And look it up. There's a lot of stuff out there on the Internet in a couple of Facebook groups for it. There's also a couple of bunch of YouTube stuff for it.
Probably a lot less, less expensive than the Flex, I'm assuming.
The radio, if you build it yourself, it comes as kit boards and a case, and you can build it for about $400, so that's quite a bit less, about $2,000 less than the Flex. And then with something like the Cetus software, this is an SDR radio, you can control through your computer and get very good reception stuff out of it. But it is a QRP radio, so you'll need an amp or a network QRP.
Okay, I'll look it up out of curiosity anyway. I've been tossing around the idea of getting one of those, I think it's called Zygo T90s. It's QRP. I think its max is like 20 watts, but man, I've seen a guy using one on a pod up there in New Hampshire. And man, that thing will tune a garden rake. It'll tune anything.
I've got one for if I want to play POTA, or mostly it stays in case for any emergency communication I have to do, because you can just grab it and run out the door, and it will tune up a chain link fence or a down spot spout for a rain gutter or whatever just about you connect it to.
I never got on it. He offered to let me do it, but I was so new at the time I didn't get on it because I was new to HF at the time, but man, I think he was operating on 10 meters, and he was getting people all over the country, I mean all over the world, really. And there's another guy that was up there, he was running CW on 20 meters, and he had over 100 contacts, I know.
A guy up in the Hendersonville area called Steve, and darn it, I think it's Smith is his last name. He's involved with a club up there, and he does a lot of POTA all around Tennessee, North Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and that's all he uses is a XG90.
Yeah, radio, but you know what's funny? When I first saw it in real life, I said, that's the G90? I said, man, on the radio oddity, you know, things I get on my phone all the time, I said, that radio looks a lot bigger. It's a tiny little radio, but it's effective.
W4MKH Friday.
W4SBX Friday. I want to get on the side for a minute. I haven't ate nothing at all today, so I think I'm going to go in there and fix me a hot dog or something, and I'll be back monitoring in a little bit.
And is your email address on QRZ good?
Yes, sir. Sure is.
I'll send you some information links on the Hermes Light, and a good way to get into some good HF stuff.
Oh, that sounds excellent, my friend. Can I get your call sign one more again? I know I had wrote it down on a tissue box or something. I don't know what I'd do with it. Can you give it to me again, please?
Whiskey 4, Mike Kilo Hotel. Mike Kilo Hotel, that's my initials.
Thank you, my friend. I got it now. I'll put it in the log this time, just that way I can reference it on my paper log or something. All right, well, 73s, and I'll be back monitoring in a little bit. But you have a good one, man, and I guess I'll be looking for your email soon. And this is going to be W4SBS clear for a minute.
W4MKH on the side.